Part 4. Both Houses of the Parliament. Right of Electors of States. 41. No adult person who has or acquires a right to vote at elections for the more numerous House of the Parliament of a State shall, while the right continues, be prevented by any law of the Commonwealth from voting at elections for either House of the Parliament of the Commonwealth. Oath or Affirmation of Allegiance. 42. Every Senator and every member of the House of Representatives shall, before taking his seat, make and subscribe before the Governor-General, or some person authorised by him, an oath or affirmation of allegiance in the form set forth in the schedule to this Constitution. Member of one House ineligible for other. 43. A member of either House of the Parliament shall be incapable of being chosen or of sitting as a member of the other House. Disqualification. 44. Any person who, 1, is under any acknowledgement of allegiance, obedience, or adherence to a foreign power, or is a subject or a citizen, or entitled to the rights or privileges of a subject or a citizen of a foreign power, or 2, is attainted of treason, or has been convicted and is under sentence or subject to be sentenced for any offence punishable under the law of the Commonwealth or of a state by imprisonment for 1 year or longer, or 3, is an undischarged bankrupt or insolvent, or 4, holds any office of profit under the Crown or any pension payable during the pleasure of the Crown out of any of the revenues of the Commonwealth, or 5, has any direct or indirect pecuniary interest in any agreement with the public service of the Commonwealth, otherwise than as a member and in common with the other members of an incorporated company consisting of more than 25 persons, shall be incapable of being chosen or of sitting as a senator or a member of the House of Representatives. But subsection 4 does not apply to the office of any of the Queen's ministers of state for the Commonwealth, or of any of the Queen's ministers for a state, or to the receipt of pay, half pay, or a pension by any person as an officer or member of the Queen's Navy or Army, or to the receipt of pay as an officer or member of the naval or military forces of the Commonwealth by any person whose services are not wholly employed by the Commonwealth. Vacancy on happening of disqualification. 45. If a senator or member of the House of Representatives, 1, becomes subject to any of the disabilities mentioned in the last preceding section, or 2, takes the benefit, whether by assignment, composition, or otherwise, of any law relating to bankrupt or insolvent debtors, or 3, directly or indirectly takes or agrees to take any fee or honorarium for services rendered to the Commonwealth, or for services rendered in the Parliament to any person or state, his place shall thereupon become vacant. Penalty for sitting when disqualified. 46. Until the Commonwealth otherwise provides, any person declared by this Constitution to be incapable of sitting as a senator or as a member of the House of Representatives shall, for every day on which he so sits, be liable to pay the sum of £100 to any person who sues for it in any court of competent jurisdiction. Disputed elections. 47. Until the Parliament otherwise provides, any question respecting the qualification of a senator or of a member of the House of Representatives, or respecting a vacancy in either House of the Parliament, and any question of a disputed election to either House, shall be determined by the House in which the question arises. Allowance to members. 48. Until the Parliament otherwise provides, each senator and each member of the House of Representatives shall receive an allowance of £400 a year, to be reckoned from the day on which he takes his seat. Privileges, etc. of Houses. 49. The powers, privileges, and immunities of the Senate, and of the House of Representatives, and of the members and the committees of each House, shall be such as are declared by the Parliament, and until declared, shall be those of the Commons House of Parliament of the United Kingdom, and of its members and committees at the establishment of the Commonwealth. Rules and Orders. 50. Each House of the Parliament may make rules and orders with respect to 1. The mode in which its powers, privileges and immunities may be exercised and upheld. 2. The order and conduct of its business and proceedings, either separately or jointly with the other House.